Do I have a choice?
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to our discussion session. And just want to clarify a couple of things. You do have the superintendent's evaluation tool on the agenda. This was at the direction of the board that we were going to deal with the tool, which includes the goals and all the specifics. And we did give direction that we look at the format and the categories of Collier County Public Schools. And I would like to personally thank Ms. Stang. She and I spent a considerable amount of time on Friday going over what she had in her notes, what I had in my notes. And then Dr. Adams, I appreciate that you did give your input on this also, as far as placements of goals first, and then the professional standards. And I think that's appropriate, but I also think we needed your input. So thank you for taking the time to do that. I know it seems like a little thing. So anyway, Mr. McCain, did you have anything for the agenda
today? I don't have anything.
All right, we're going to jump right into the superintendent's evaluation tool. And I think you have, it was sent to you early by email, and then you do have hard copies in front of you. And this is not taking the old evaluation tool and marking it up. That was what we did at our last meeting. So at this meeting, it is coming up with something that we need to review. And if we can, I'd like to take it one piece at a time. And we will start with the evaluation of the superintendent. That's the preface, the purpose, and the procedure. So if you'd like to have some discussion on this. Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking for my notes.
Sorry. Yeah, I actually the only question that I had made a comment at the last meeting about language that I wanted to see included. And the language, I think, is more of what I expect our philosophy around this.
Oh, that's when you couldn't remember what it was you wanted to include. So
right.
Obviously it is not included in
right.
There.
No, and it's okay, because when I thought about it, I just thought maybe it's something that we should just be aware of, that when we look at this tool, the purpose of the tool is to improve performance and not prove incompetence. Because it's the way we look at this that's going to influence, you know, our responses. So, but I think that that's more of a philosophical thing, and I don't know that it needs to be included in the preface.
And I agree, but I'm glad you did state that, because when we looked at the Collier County Public Schools evaluation, it actually started with did not meet objective. And I think we all realize, anybody who's been involved with surveys or any kind of, not necessarily evaluations, but you understand that the first thing you put is usually the thing that you're looking for. So shame on that group for choosing that. So what we did was, and I believe we discussed this at our last meeting, what we did was we just reversed the order. So we are now starting with completely met objective, mostly met objective, partly met objective, did not meet objective, as the last one that would be the first one to choose from. And we are not going with percentages. Correct? Yes. Correct? Question mark. Board members?
Correct.
I don't see them on the form.
That's why I'm confused.
You're confused because?
Did I stay confused?
No.
Which one are we talking about at this point?
We're talking about your packet.
This one.
And we're talking about this page. This packet of information.
Yeah, this one.
Which is the academic goals. Yes.
Okay.
But which one are you looking at?
This one.
Oh.
Okay. Ms. Jimenez just made the comment regarding, that should be the first thing in your packet, is it?
That's right.
I thought we were talking about the preface, and that's
start
what
over.
I was addressing, was the preface.
Right.
And then you referenced the tool.
Right.
We're looking
and
at
I said what you mentioned with this actually ties in with this, so that is consistent with your comments and what you wanted as a statement in there, but I think you're right. I think that I don't feel that it is really necessary if you
right.
Look at what we have.
What is the difference between these two?
One is professional and one is goals.
Okay.
And the goals, will be changing, and that's why we're separating them, because the professional standards are the same regardless of the goals, but as time moves forward, some of these goals will be completed, some of these goals will need additions and amendments as we tackle the challenges that we don't know of. So this piece just allows us to focus on specific goals. This is more general.
And that's the professional component.
Yes, the professional component.
Okay. All right. We need to have a discussion on the entire thing, or do you want to take it one section at a time?
Can we focus on the preface first?
Sure.
And make sure that that's the
sure.
timeline and those are the procedures.
All right. Now, the timeline is the last thing.
Okay.
The timeline.
Strike
is
that.
The
no timeline.
Timeline is the last thing. In your packet of information?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. So, you want to talk about the timeline?
No, I actually, sticking to the preface, I just had I have a question for clarification, because the second to last paragraph says, each member of the board will meet with the superintendent individually to discuss the evaluation. The results of this annual evaluation shall be reduced to writing and will be a public record. Now, my understanding, since I've been on the board, is that at the very end of the evaluation tool, there is, a grid that is to be filled out by the chair, and in the past, this has been part of the public record. And my assumption is that that is what our preface is talking about. This year, this last year, this wasn't done at the discretion of the chair. So I think it's important moving forward that we specify whether filling this out and allowing it to be a public record is the function of it's at the discretion of the chair.
It was
or
not.
Is it at the discretion? I mean, I thought
excuse
that
me,
that
Ms.
was the record.
You're incorrect.
Okay.
That was done, and I did not do a number evaluation of that. What I did was I did a sentence. I did not, because it's public record. What everybody
right.
put down was put down.
Right. But let me just explain to you the way I'm seeing it. I think we see it.
Well, you said it was at the discretion of the chair that it was not done. It was.
I never
done.
Saw this completed. Maybe somebody did. The other board members see this document completed? I believe nobody else.
What
none of us saw this completed. And I am not being critical. I know that there was something on the agenda about the superintendent's evaluation, but I was confused, and I think I even asked you after that meeting, because my understanding, and you know, we are five different people and we see things differently, and my understanding of this has always been that this grid is completed and it's part of the documentation when that document comes before
okay,
the public.
So you want that as the backup?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then that's what needs to be included.
Right.
So it was done. It's just I did not do a point system. I did a
right.
statement.
Okay.
I did a statement.
Right. But I'm still, I don't mean
but
to
if
be
you
difficult.
Want that, if you want that as part of it.
Right. Well, but the language is to be filled out by the chair. And I never saw it done.
It was done.
Okay. But it
however,
was not shared with the board. Okay.
And you know what? I don't think that I gave copies of that to board members when I've been chairman.
I thought I'd seen them in
you
the
might
past.
Have, but
right.
I it's everybody the public record is this doesn't need to be part of the public record.
Mm-hmm.
Every evaluation is public record.
Right.
So all that is for is and you can decide to do that or you can decide not to have that piece of paper at all. That is strictly up to you all.
Well, I guess the larger question is, what do we need to put in as backup when what we're doing is accepting it into the record? I
correct.
Believe is all we're doing is accepting the results into the record. So, all of the pages that we've written on and evaluated are part of public record.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they all necessarily need to be part of the backup for the item that's on the agenda.
Right.
If I would have looked at it if I wanted to see what all the other board members had written
mm-hmm.
or scored, but I didn't.
you know, think it was necessary from my information to know what you everyone else.
Right. I'm not saying it from the perspective of my needing to see this, but I think that because it is public record, it is helpful for the public to have a snapshot summary of how their elected officials are voting. For example, if you look in the Press Journal, every time there's a vote, there's a major vote, there is a section of the Press Journal that tells us how our representatives are voting on the issues. And I think as elected officials, that's part of the transparency, because the reality is that a lot of people that may care about what's going on in the school district may not have the time to do a public records request and get all these documents. And so this is a summary, and because it is already completed, there is really no additional work upon anyone else. You know, you're asking anyone to do anything other than making sure that this is part of the public record. But I understand that it is up to the board corporate to make that decision, and that's why I brought it up. I bring it up from a place of transparency, of letting the citizens know where each of us as elected officials stand, and especially now that this is not a point system, it's just, you know, it's not, I think it's more useful. And they're not going to interpret it as it's an A, a B, a C, or a D. But that's my opinion, and I just felt that this is the forum to put that forward, but whatever you all decide is fine with me.
It's not what we all decide, it's what we
right,
all
decide. Right, what we all decide, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes,
I'm thinking that what the public wants to know, but what the newspaper wants is your evaluation.
Yes.
They are not usually interested in this.
Right.
You know, and as I read my own evaluation last year, it had specific individuals and how, you know, it was evaluated. So they usually, most often, you know, you can put that as a board backup, you can do whatever you want, but in terms of a public document, usually the press, anyhow, mm-hmm. wants to have those individual evaluations, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I still think it's useful to have it all together, mm-hmm. for sure,
right.
You know, so... either way, but I find the press likes to have all the particulars.
They want to know what each person and what their
yes,
comments have been in each area.
Yeah.
And if it is the board's position that this needs to be part of the backup and
sure.
not the individual, I agree with Ms. Disney. When we are talking about accepting the evaluations, we're talking about the evaluations, not a compilation, but what each area, what the comments were by each individual board member. As Mr. McCain knows, since he's been quoted for making some comments on the individual, they
awesome.
Are not interested in a compilation. But it doesn't bother me to include it if it, you know, if the board wants to, that's fine. I just don't see a purpose. Yes.
Well, you know, as a process person, I go back to what is the purpose,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose is so that it is a teaching tool
mm-hmm.
and a tool that you know lets you know how we see mm-hmm. you. And in this day and age, what we post on the internet, on the website, is what pops up in a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when you just have this page by itself out of context, without the attached documents, that you can really deliver a message that is not what you intended to say. So... since everything is available for public records, and everything we write is subject to public records, and it can all be taken in a packet, that's how I believe it ought to be taken. I don't believe it ought to be taken one sheet at a time, because one sheet at a time that comes up as a Google search does not paint the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather not see it on the... in the backup material, unless we're putting everything in the backup material.
Mm-hmm.
Every comment, every score, mm-hmm. every full five-page evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this gives you a relevant...
So, do we even need this page? And I really, and please take this the right way, we could have it, fill it out, get the score or not. I really don't care. I don't mean I don't care what we're doing.
No,
I'm saying I don't care. We can fill it out, make it or not. Doesn't matter.
I have always filled it out. I have never, as chairman, and I've been chairman more than once, as a chairman, I have never used that as my tool for any comments.
But that's what I'm saying. Why do we even have it?
Well, it's in there because it's been in there in the past. Ms. Stang included it as always. In the past, it was filled out because it was part of our evaluation packet. Mm-hmm. If it's your inclination to take that out completely, I would agree. Because I don't think it gives... I think it gives misrepresentation depending on who it is who's viewing the page. I think we need to stand up for whatever our individual entire evaluations have been, including the comments that are in there. So,
well,
I would say it's just to leave it out.
And again, I'm not arguing to take it. I'm just saying I don't care whether we plaster it on the front door of the building for all I care. It doesn't matter to me.
We could get a billboard.
If we're gonna fill it out, if the chair is gonna fill it out, then yeah, you would want to make it as part of, like Claudia said, go ahead and put it out there. But if we're not gonna put it out there, then let's not fill it out. Does that make any sense?
Ms. Dizzy, we need a. I thought Mr. McCain was gonna say, why is it there? And I agree with him. It used to serve a purpose when we did the point system. And we haven't done that.
And that's kind of where I was going with this. Is like, if this isn't going to be points, then what are you going to write in these boxes? I'm a little confused.
Exactly. When I was the chairman, what I thought this page was for, really and truly, was a tool to assist me in coming up with the final numbers. I didn't think it was in any way supposed to be reflective of how we all felt, because the natural inclination of someone is to look at it and to compare. Well, she gave a 6. Well, she gave a 9. Wonder what happened there. Without the comments to see that I gave you a 6 for punctuality because I think it's your job to be on time, and you gave a 9 for punctuality because you think it's really great when somebody shows up on time every day. So you see the difference in how it can be, looked at. So that's why I think these numbers without comments are not relevant. And I thought it was a tool to assist me in calculations.
But we're not doing the points anymore.
Right.
We're doing the which we did last year.
Yeah.
So we did make changes to that. So am I correctly sidebar conversation?
We tell the kids, share it with everybody.
So am I hearing the board correctly that we're going to not put that evaluation page in because it no longer serves a purpose?
If it's not going to be part, what I'm saying is, if it's not going to be part of the backup and everything like that, then
it can be part of the backup, Mr. McCain, if you want it to be. Well, it is the direction of the board for it to be.
But the second part of that is, how are you going to fill this out anyway?
Yeah. With our new format, it serves no purpose because is not what the press looks for. It's not for what the general public looks for. They look to see what Mr. McCain has written, what Ms. Disney's written, what Mr. Pegler, who was here before, what Ms. Jimenez, what we have all written. Do not quote anything, please, that you've written in the past on evaluations, Mr. McCain. It would be greatly appreciated.
My last year, I'm going to go completely off the reservation.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to just write stuff in there, just hoping the professional prints it. I really am.
Well,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, they described our doodles.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
They described our doodles.
They did.
I heard a supermarket list.
There was a supermarket list, and there was
my light bulb. Yes. I had a light bulb moment, and my light bulb.
She had a light bulb on her. So
I just would like to comment, going back to the conversation, that I think that there is a value to this, and I think that when you look at this and you can see where the areas are, whether it's commendable, meets expectations, making progress, or needs improvement, it does help the person that is looking at it. It doesn't have to be the press, and it's part of the documentation that's available to the public. A summary would be helpful to the public. So maybe you don't want to attach it separately to the agenda item, but it could be available to the public.
Well, nobody asked for it last year, obviously, because I did it, but it was not part of the backup, and it wasn't something that people were looking for because we did not do numbers yet.
How about this? I have a suggestion. What if we include the summary page of each individual board member in the action item? And that way a chair is not charged with interpreting all of our different comments and making a single statement that's supposed to be reflective of each of the board members.
The board member McCain just got this grin on his face, which scares me.
No, I'm still laughing.
Well, that's what he told me to say.
No, I'm still thinking about what I could say on my very last superintendent evaluation. I'm still back there. I'm still 10 minutes ago.
Does that satisfy your concern about having a summative statement?
It does. That's a great compromise.
All right, so we are taking out that last page, which is the matrix of all board members and their comments, because it's no longer valid because we no longer are using the point system. Okay? All right. So, yeah. You're going to take that one out. That's how you make the big one. Cut to the chase. I like it.
And we'll include the summary page. Backup.
Summary page will be included in the backup. That will be part of the first file.
So you just go through and make that.
Okay.
You could do that.
No overall composite summative rating, Ms. Fang. But summary page is to be included in the backup. Yes, ma'am.
So in your preface document, there were three areas where it's inconsistent, and I just want to let you know what the contract says, and then what ended up in this document where it's inconsistent.
Okay.
Your contract with the superintendent says that between May 1 and June 30, you'll review progress and evaluate the superintendent. If you look on the very first, the preface page, one, two, three, the fourth paragraph down, this says the board and superintendent will meet once during the month of May to formally evaluate. Your contract says it's between May 1 and June 30 that you evaluate. It's a longer period of time for each board member to fill out their paperwork and meet with the superintendent as needs to discuss. So, you know, that sentence isn't necessarily completely accurate. Then if you flip over two pages.
So, the very next sentence after that says the board will render a formal evaluation of the performance of the superintendent. Ask for why do you need that fourth sentence?
You're right.
Just take the stupid thing out.
I think that would be a wonderful
That's a
way.
Great idea.
Because if you're saying, because we're fixing to say, ask for a superintendent's contract.
See, brilliant. Brilliant. He sits quietly all the time, and then you just.
That's it. I'm out. Good night. Always leave on a high note.
That's right. Okay. Board member comments. Anyone who wants to leave it in, and what is your rationale for leaving it in?
Because that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah. Actually, we've gone far away from where we always have done it.
That's
so
true.
Thank you, Mr. McCain, for your pearl of wisdom. That's two. We almost have a necklace here. So we're
going to
take that out.
It's only taken 5 years to get two of them.
Two pages over under procedure.
Yes, two pages over under procedure.
Before I leave here, I'll have a bracelet.
Paragraph number six says at the second regular board meeting in May, you will adopt the formal evaluation. And then over on the next page, paragraph 10, actually quotes the language from your contract with your superintendent and then also provides, you know, a process of a motion. So, I mean, I always hate to say you should delete a paragraph, but paragraph six does not accurately reflect.
It was an old procedure that was clumsily edited, is what it was.
Right.
So, get rid of six.
Well, that's all right. Thank you very much for calling Ms. Stang and myself clumsily editing. But that's okay. That's why we have a board attorney. So we're going to take out six, and we will actually only have 10 procedures.
That's a good number.
And I have a question. I don't recall the particulars, but I think there was a reason at one point why May was chosen. I don't know. It was something maybe about getting data, about having time.
Well, actually,
so there's
May,
nothing that we need to be mindful of. I don't remember why, but I remember
May shortens the time, and we don't get information any longer until August.
May had to do with the contract year of the
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now, is everybody comfortable with that? I mean, we're having a congenial time here, but is everybody comfortable with that? Does anyone see
any? I have something for purpose.
Oh, purpose.
Purpose,
not preface, but purpose. Okay, where?
Okay, we have three bullets.
Yes.
And with our new focus on instruction. I would like to make the first bullet. Oh, and also with our focus on this being a positive tool, I'd like to make a new bullet and make it the first bullet and say, strengthen the instructional leadership role of the superintendent.
Dr. Adams, your comments?
I think the instructional leadership is critical to improving student achievement. So, I think that's appropriate.
Okay. I like it. Any other comments?
This side of the table is doing really good.
Oh, it is.
Here we go.
You're doing well.
I'm sorry, you're in the disadvantage because your chair doesn't move.
Taking a score here?
Yeah.
We're not competitive, are we?
Well, I like having Ms. Jimenez and Ms. Degrest on my side.
Oh, well, now we have a side.
You got it. You started it.
That means we get Dr. Adams.
I'm just the one that's...
I'm just the one that gets all in.
Yeah.
I'm just the one that's affected.
I'm just
very true.
Here to see what comes
okay.
out of all of it.
Anything under beliefs? Did you have anything you wanted to change or suggestions under beliefs? No? Yes, no, maybe? All right. Okay. Next. Any other comments?
That's all I have.
All right. Under goals. Can we look at the goals page real fast? Ms. Stang and I tried to cross-reference this, and Dr. Adams, thank you for helping as far as the indicators.
Mm-hmm.
That was greatly appreciated. Is there anything that any board member feels needed to be added after reviewing it prior to?
Yes. I'm looking at goal one, and it's just it's just an editing. When it says under the objectives, increase student achievement in reading as measured by progress in the 2014 AMO, the as measured by progress in objective 2 and objective 3 should really be deleted because there the outcome indicators are below. And so what you're saying is your objective is to increase achievement in reading, and then below you see how it's measured.
So
I would just strike as measured by that's repetitive.
The okay. formatting.
Yeah.
Formatting. Okay. So all right, so all we're going to put is increase student achievement in reading, period.
Yes. Short and sweet.
Increase student achievement in math, period. Increase and Dr. Adams is has her indicators here, mm-hmm. which is appropriate. We set the goal. Dr. Adams tells us how she's going to achieve the goal, and then becomes she has ownership of what those indicators are. Okay.
Yes. And then I have another recommendation. When we look at the measurable outcome indicators, the fourth to last sentence says develop an action plan with timelines for implementation, and it should specify implementation of what. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that that's the plan for schools of innovation, but because there's no correlation with numbers above and numbers below, there should be specificity so people understand
okay.
what that's about.
So just okay. insert
so just
schools of innovation.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth from the bottom, under goal one, develop an action plan with timeline for implementation. Under that, we need for schools of innovation. Capital S, capital I.
And I got to tell you, I thought that when I said that clumsily edit thing was that I had done that edit thing.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Feelings are already hurt.
It's okay.
Let's cut that. It's okay. We'll discuss it further during the
Matt, help.
Yeah, I've already left. Backed away from you at this point.
What's the protocol, Ms. McKay?
I'm still thinking about funny stuff I can write.
Oh, here we go.
3 years from now.
He's going to spend 2 years cogitating on this. Okay. Goal two.
I have a recommendation. I think as written, you know, this really does reflect those goals and the indicators. And I brought this to the board last time, and I'd like to reiterate it. I would, as one board member, like to see an objective around labor relations. Ms. Weatherstone actually gave us all a copy of the original document that I quoted, because I just quoted number 52 on that document, which was to establish productive relationships with bargaining groups while managing contracts effectively. I think that is pertinent under human resource development and management. It's a growing edge for our school district. I think this is where it is appropriate, but regardless, it would also, as I looked at the second part of our tool, that's feedback that we could each give individually under a professional standard. So I'm fine either way, but I think when it's part of our goal, there's greater prominence to that ongoing growing edge for us. But that, you know, I just thought I'd bring it up again because I feel it.
No, I understand what you're saying. The only question I would have is what you would use for the indicator.
That was my question, too.
Because that's such a soft...
Right. So maybe we could add this under professional standards, under one of those, just so that it's important. You're right.
Dr. Adams, we need your input on this.
I think it is something that definitely, you know, that... should always be a goal, you know, with any group, the different groups that you work with. I am not opposed to it. I do feel very strongly that putting it in the goals here is, I don't know how you would measure it, but I do think it...
So professional standards you would be...
But I think on the professional standards that should be a...
Even though I do have some ideas, now that I'm thinking back, I know that we've had conversations about the visibility of the superintendent in front of the teacher, and the regular meetings with the executive group, because I know that in the past there have been some issues about attendance. So, you know, attending those meetings with the executive, what's that group called?
The e-board.
The e-board. You know, making sure that you are visible at those meetings, and then making sure that when you're invited to participate in the larger membership meetings, that there's a presence there, because that says a lot. When your superintendent is present or not, that sends a message to the teachers, and that ultimately impacts a lot of these relationships. So, you know, those could be two, you know, objectives where you could just let us know, you know, during this year, I attended so many of these e-board meetings. I attended so many membership meetings, and anything else that can be done to foster greater collaboration with our unions.
So even under professional standards, I would think that you're asking for some information and evidence,
right,
you know, that that's occurred. So I think you could do it under
I prefer professional standards, because that is the same as highly developed and high-performing staff. Those are things that are not necessarily
They're not a yearly goal. They are a professional standard that should be ongoing, and, you know, trying to provide some evidence that that's happened.
And what is the verbiage that you have there?
It's establish productive relationships with bargaining groups while managing contracts effectively.
Okay. So where would you put that in? Organization and financial management? Effective operational planning, organization and financial management? Because we took the communications part.
I think you mentioned Dr. Adams as part of highly developed and high-performing staff.
Well, getting along with the teachers is getting along with staff, so that might be the appropriate place for it.
Okay.
Highly developed and high-performing staff.
When this is final drafted, can we do something that
I already wrote a note. Yes.
Does stand out so you know which...
That's exactly where it would go, because one of the bullets is to encourage teamwork among district-level staff and school-based personnel, so I think that's appropriate.
May I also make a suggestion that we not put it as an additional bullet, but that we insert it somewhere within the body? We do not want teachers to come up and hold this up at the podium and say, well, we're on here, but you put us last.
I'm just saying, Ms. Jimenez,
we've had those things, we have complied with things with
Between demonstrates the ability to resolve sensitive personnel issues and encourages teamwork.
Bullet there, that's a good spot for it. I wasn't not being facetious, I was being honest.
I hear you.
Okay.
Should I give this to Ms. Day?
Yes. And I also would like to know if the board is interested in, since our goals are numbered, I wondered if we wanted to number our professional standards also. It would make it easier for the whoever's chairman to...
standard one.
The standard one is professional is integrity and leadership, and et cetera.
Sure.
Is that all right if we number those? Or we can call them ABC. I don't care, but I do, if to delineate between goals...
Yeah.
And standards, I think that we want to do A, B, C. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
It is protocol, Mr.
I know, and I couldn't possibly care about it.
With the professional standard being the first two words, it's very difficult to
I know it is.
Know where you are.
So we could call them like teams of Gators are being bold and nobody
else. Hey, I like that.
One of Ohio State, one of Florida State.
Rather than it continue with professional standard and then integrity and leadership, professional standard, communication and community engagement, I think every page should have professional standard, and then these should be numbered A, B, C.
Okay.
Okay. Using alphabet instead of numerical will delineate between professional and our goals. And professional standard on each page says this is a professional standard. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. That is perfect. Mr. McCain didn't have anything to say about it.
This sentence will need to be taken out since you've taken out this whole one.
Oh, yes. On the first page, the legend describing commendable, meets expectations, etc. The last sentence, Ms. Stang, of the first paragraph, the chairman would compile the results using the overall composite summative form.
Can I make
a recommendation? Anybody have a problem with that before we move on?
No.
Okay. Right.
I think for the professional standards, this format that we've had is more user-friendly than this one, because this would give you an opportunity to do the rating and to make a comment. Whereas here, you have all of this space for a rating and less space. You know, I think the way this is presented is a little bit more user-friendly. And because you have the chart, you'll know what's
around. So Ms. Stein can see.
That's our original.
That's our original for professional standards. We're going to use... Anybody have a problem with this?
Just not the numbers. I don't want to
not the numbers whatsoever. I will get with you afterwards on this.
You want to change the format back to what we had before?
No, ma'am. Just on professional standards.
I know you're going to confuse crap out of Judy.
Oh, my goodness.
Just on professional standards.
I knew Judy was going to go off the
rails. Yeah, because the idea is we're not going to rank each of these bullets.
Right.
We're going to take it as a group and...
Right.
Give it a rating and then comment under.
Right. Just for the professional standards, not for the goals. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And no numbers.
And notice how each one has the ratings at the top.
And each, okay.
Make it easier. Thank you.
Okay.
Let me just give you a 2 liter.
Ms. Disney, do you have any additional comments?
My coffee.
About this?
About anything in the packet.
No, we've done a stellar job. It's a long time coming. It's time to evaluate by the time we get it printed.
Is the mid-year due next week?
We're not doing the mid-year. Are we?
No, we're not doing the mid-year.
Oh, good.
If in the future some board decides that they want insert a mid-year again. And I stated this before at our meeting, and it seemed to be the board consensus. I don't want you spending time mid-year. If I have a problem, we talk about it.
Right.
Before, you get, just like you do with teachers. But we don't need anything formal. I don't need a formal mid-year evaluation of every single goal. And I don't think that you spending time to do it, sort of time on task, it's a huge amount of time, in my opinion. And I stated that previously at the last meeting. Any other board member comments? If you see value in mid-year, we certainly can revisit.
Well, I do. I have a comment about it, but I don't know exactly how we should resolve it. And that I think it would be unfair to do an evaluation in May and say you're really bad at keeping your door open, and not have had a conversation that's documented at some point. You know, sooner, where you could have taken the opportunity to start leaving your door open. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't get a failing evaluation on an issue without having had some conversation about it earlier.
But you're talking about individual conversations or board?
Well, we were talking about doing mid-year evaluations, and that would be the point where you would insert a comment about something that you need improvement on, right? Mm-hmm. And give you an opportunity to improve it. So I just would hate to see May come and then you get this, you know, needs improvement on something that had not been previously discussed with you. Mm-hmm. Because if this is a learning tool, you don't wait to the end of the year and say, well, you fail.
It's formative. It's not summative. You want to have some opportunities.
So,
but do you feel that needs to be formal because you know it's going to be a mid-year evaluation that's going to be published?
No, that's why I said I don't know how to resolve it.
You know, and I think one thing that we should really consider is thinking to the future. There is going to be so much change on the board with positions, you know, being up for re-election, that sometimes what's obvious to us that, you know, we meet mm-hmm. with the superintendent as we go, sometimes it's part of our responsibility to leave some processes in place so that when people come on board, there's a process that holds that history as to why we need to do certain things. And this is the kind of situation where for newer board members, I know the first time I did a superintendent evaluation, I just, you know, had these documents to go by, but I didn't realize that I could be speaking to the superintendent, that I could be given feedback. Mm-hmm. Things like that that may be obvious to us because we have a long time on the board. So there may be room to just somewhere mention that there should be the possibility as we move forward to, you know, to bring things to the attention of the superintendent or, I mean, like you. I don't know what the wording is going to be, but I do think it would be useful as we look to the future and the changes that we're going to see on the board.
Mm-hmm. What if you included a statement under our timeline similar to what we have down here from May 30th? Note, board members will complete the form and schedule individual appointments with the superintendent, go over the assessment. We could set something mid-year that says board members will schedule mid-year
conference.
Rather than a
how about that?
Yeah. Written about report.
What would the litmus test be there? As to, I mean, do we have since we're meeting individually and we're saying we're going to meet individually and it would be verbal, not written, is there anything?
It would be up to the individual board member. There may be a board member who wants to do something in November in a written format. I mean, I don't think that this precludes someone from saying, you know, I'd like to do a mid-year review with the superintendent, just as mm-hmm. far as where I think we are with mm-hmm. everything, you know, the individual board member. Mm-hmm. I think you can add it, absolutely. But by leaving it out, that wouldn't prohibit a board member from sitting down with the superintendent.
But I think it needs to be in there. Yes. The board members are expected to, or
not expected. Board members were
desired or at their discretion.
I think the reason it was it's so difficult is because we all know better. We all know because we've been here. We all know that you don't wait till May to bring something up that needs improvement. We go in and talk to the superintendent throughout the year. But what about the new board member that comes on in November and has to do an evaluation in May, and they haven't really gotten into that understanding?
And my suggestion for that would be, because I don't know if anybody's interested, but I am interested in working with any of the board members that would like to review the materials that we give new board members. Because I know since I've been on the board, I've been keeping like different files, and I've been making a list of all the things that a board member should have that I didn't have when I came on the board, and not blaming anyone, but because there are so many documents, and once we're on the board, we realize how many documents there are, and there are some more than others that are helpful, and of course that's very subjective. But in the case of this, when we put in that recommendation or encouragement for the board member to conference with the superintendent, I think at that point we should give the board, each of the board members should have a copy of the document so that they know, like from the beginning, we should make sure that that is available to them so that they don't see it for the first time when they're getting ready to do the evaluation, but they've seen it in advance, and from the beginning, they know what they're looking for. That makes it easier for the superintendent, that makes it easier for the board member, because they can be paying attention. So that just kind of gives them the heads up. An evaluation is coming later. This is what it's going to look like. This is, you know, an opportunity for you to begin processing that.
Dr. Adams, what are your feelings about us?
I prefer the idea, as the superintendent, of encouraging, you know, because that gives the superintendent as well the opportunity to sit and talk with a board member about maybe some of the areas that you're not familiar with what we're doing. But again, to spend, and I think you said, spend a lot of time trying to pull data together, trying to pull information together at that point, I don't think is...
It's the best use of your time.
It isn't. But just to have some discussion about it and looking at the various areas, I think interaction is good. I think that would be a good idea. But just encouraging... And I also think that a new board member in particular, although you would have, you may not have seen them if you come in the middle of the year for sure, but just having the document in hand as to what they are and reviewing that, I think is a good practice as well.
How about if we added something that says maybe November, December, board members are encouraged to have a mid-year discussion on superintendent's goals?
Just under the preface is that there's to encourage again.
So it's informal. Yeah. It's kind of up to... Yeah.
So under preface, we're going to put it in on the timeline.
Board members are encouraged to have...
Okay. But I think it needs to be in both places. I mean, not only needs to be in preface, but it needs to be in the timeline. So...
The new board member coming on, I mean, I remember sitting down with both Matt and Claudia and Jeff, all three, and going over the timeline. I think that was my part of the job, timeline. But when you don't have a reference to understand what all these things mean, it's sort of a lot of words and dates without having the document to say, okay, this is happening in May. You know, this is how. Here's the budget document. This happens in March. You know, kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, if you just look at the goals that I've done here, that's a lot of discussion in and of itself. There's a lot of information here. So
yes.
Well, and if new board members, you're going to have two new board members in November, this time next year. You know you're going to have two new board members come on.
Yeah.
So that being said, I think that Even if they come on in November, that is an opportunity for you to let them know what you have done to that point.
Yeah. I think the encouragement is good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Ms. Stein, you and I'll get together on the verbiage for that, if that's okay.
Yes. Somebody has a question. On the timeline, they're about in the middle of the page. You have two May 30 of 2014 indications. The first one for May 30 says when assessment forms are distributed to board members. Your contract with your superintendent says that evaluation occurs from May 1 through June 30. So this should really be a May 1.
May 1st.
Distribution of form date, you know, whether you get to it on May 1 is up to you, right. But it should be. And then the second May 30 is the superintendent's annual progress report. Mm-hmm. Your contract says before May 1st, the superintendent shall report to the board her progress. So
April 30th.
I know you have a list of dates, but I was going to say prior to May 1.
Hmm. Okay. So prior to May 1. Did you share that with Ms. Patton? You get a chance, so I don't have to do it.
That makes it comply with your mm-hmm. contract.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else?
I would just say that for consistency, it may be best to put a date like April 30th, because it could be any time before that, so that, you know, you're always looking at dates. And
how about if instead of prior to, we put by May 1st, just BY okay. in front of it. Is that all right? Is that okay? It serves the same purpose.
For summative right. instead of formative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other comments? Words of wisdom, Mr. McKinney? No more pearls? You're out of pearls?
I'm done.
Jeez. Mm. Are you? I don't see anything on your paper for things I want to say at my last school board meeting.
They're all in the old steel trap.
No comment. All right. Okay.
You planning that already?
Discussion session.
Makes me laugh.
Ms. Jimenez.
Makes me giggle.
I just wanted to follow up on my my proposal that
just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Are you all?
No, probably not. You ask a question. You got to answer.
Do you mind starting over?
Are you ready now, children?
No, I just wanted to follow up on the comment I made earlier. If anyone is interested in working with me to revisit the new board member packet and have things ready. And documents and everything for the new board members from our perspective, and we could probably then just connect mm-hmm. with the superintendent and see what's missing, because I know that once that happens, your staff does a great
exactly.
job of orienting the new board member. Mm-hmm. That way you get board member perspective.
I'd be happy to work with you, and then I think we need to include the packet that Ms. Fang has done. And I know that's been in place for a number of years, and I think it's we're refreshing everything else, let's refresh that.
So would you like for me, I can request the packet from Ms. Stang. If you'd like, I can go through it mm-hmm. and then make some recommendations, share those with you, and then we can move forward and bring it to
I
the board.
Think that would be good.
Okay, perfect.
Do we need to do it before the end of the year? Do you see any reason to do it before January 1st?
Thank you very much.
I'm just thinking
spring.
Unless the governor surprises us, which would not be, I just can't see that happening before the end of the year. You and
right.
I.
All right.
You're welcome to review yours and then pass it on to me okay. through Ms. or pass it on the information to Ms. Stein.
Okay. That's perfect.
And actually, I think all board members should look at it. So we can, Mr. McCain's going to go.
Where's your ID card?
He's going to be up all
where's
night looking
bag?
At it. I
oh.
know.
Wait,
where's yours, Mr. McCain?
I lost it. I didn't think you had yours on. I was going to catch you.
I always wear mine.
Here's my guarantee
did you
that
get
I
your
wear
connected
my
call the other
oh.
day.
Oh, does that go with that side of the table? That nobody on that side of the table is
the rebel side.
They know us.
Really?
Everyone knows
us. They know you. That's why you need an ID badge to get in.
On a one-name basis.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. You're like this, right? You're
I'm
like this.
Not even sure
tight.
What mine is.
I sent out a Connect Ed call to all parents on Friday. Everybody must have an ID.
Yes.
Parent, board member.
Absolutely. I showed up to one of the schools without, I left my wallet in my car, and I got
oh.
to the machine, and I said, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
When I got my driver's.
Mine's in my office. I took it off for lunch, but I did get in the door with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was my
right.
That was it?
That's it. We're done.
see you.
No, we're not. No.
See you at six.
We're way away from the Friday. With Disney. Do you have anything for a discussion session?
I waive my time.
Okay, Ms. McCain.
I donate my time to the senator from Minnesota.
Well, the chairman has something else.
Go, chairman.
I need for you all to please look at your January meeting dates because we do have.
Yield my time.
Mr. McCain.
I take back everything about I said about suspensions.
That's right. See?
Oh, can I? Seriously, if I could have a 10-day suspension, I'll be gone now.
I know. He made the point. You would love it.
I'm going to stay home.
And for our example, it is.
And you would be glad.
No, I would be feeling for it. My heart would be changed.
Please look at your January calendar. Oh, gosh, these cats are so hard to herd today.
Now, both sides have joined. Sorry,
I'm
January.
I'm losing control. Okay, January. If you will please look at the meeting dates. I did discuss this with Dr. Adams, and she sees no problem with it.
Okay.
I was concerned with her. Since, Ms. Disney, you are going to be gone on the 14th, I believe.
I'm going to stay packed.
So, I think it's appropriate since we're only a four-member board.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that Ms. Disney could always call in, but it would just be easier if she was here so we could do business that day,
mm-hmm.
not just at the board meeting. If we move that up to January the 7th, the notification, according to Ms. Stang, the notifications are going to have to go out before we go on winter break anyway.
Okay.
So that's not an issue. But we need to make certain no one else's schedule is going to be impacted, so we would meet on the 7th and the 21st instead of the 14th and the 28th. Dr. Adams said that was fine with her calendar.
Check the calendar.
But I need to make sure everybody else is okay with that. 7th and 21st? No problems? Okay.
Those are Tuesdays?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just the first instead of the second.
Check my calendar.
Right?
That solves several problems. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, if we have business to do right after, and Dr. Adams feels as though there's something she needs, we can have those meetings,
mm-hmm.
and she can set them up. They can be advertised prior to going on break. But we cannot go back and reverse it then,
right.
mm-hmm. if there's only three board members physically here. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Missy Menes.
I'm good.
Hey, Miss Disney. Mr. McCain. Chairman Johnson.
Go, go, go.
Aren't you proud?
Yeah.
Chairman very seldom says anything. So I just wanted the board to know that if you would like, I usually have put under our condolences cards that we have for employees, I usually sign, if it's people that I know or I know their families, I put a little remark on there. I don't do that anymore. I just sign my name. Because things happen at different times, I wondered if the board would like for me to sign cards on behalf of each of your names. We would like to express our sympathy, and then I will sign my name as chairman. But that's up to you all. If you want to continue to sign each one, that's fine. But I know quite often Ms. Stang says, you know, can you please make sure all the board members sign this? There's only four instead of five now. It's still an issue. But we need to get things out in a more timely manner.
I've been trying to get Judy to learn how to forge my name for 5 years. And if you could, seriously, if someone would just...
Misty Grasta, did you hear that?
Strike it from tape.
Somebody sign my... Yeah, I don't...
You're going to sign over a power of attorney to Ms. Stang? Really?
Sign my name. You actually can do
you
that
can.
As long as you put signed in their absence to avoid delay.
You don't even have
delay.
To do that if you have their permission.
That's
right. Or you can stamp it. It's up to you all. I don't care. And I will not put any personal comments. I was just going to, on behalf.
Well, we'll text you those personal comments.
But I stopped doing that because I thought that's not really appropriate. If I write a comment and it's personal and another board member does not, so I stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just sign my name. But we can still do that if you want to.
I think it's a great idea if the chair has, if we agree to have the chair do that, because it does help them get out in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to wait. We all have to schedule.
Sometimes it's
so
2 weeks
would be a help for all of us.
Okay. And I'm in here every week, so. All right. Okay. Let's see. Who's next on the roster? It is Miss Disney. Miss Disney, do you have anything?
I still don't.
Mr. McCain, do you have anything? Oh, Chairman John.
Thought about something.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saving my little committee reports for a committee report.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't have anything left but committee reports. So, Ms. Jimenez, would you like to start with committee reports?
Yes, I would. All right. So, I just had two, since we last met, two meetings that I attended. I attended the Connected for Kids meeting. They continue to do their work to do advocacy for children in the community, and they're the advisory group for the executive roundtable. So that's been really great because I think we're going to move hopefully some projects forward, and the executive roundtable is making a lot of progress, and I'm sure Dr. Adams will talk to that. Another thing that occurred at that meeting was that we had a speaker from an organization that's called the Central Florida Parent Center. And what they do, I'll just read you the information. It is a nonprofit organization that provides assistance to parents of children with disabilities or special education needs. Our center receives funding from the U.S. Department of Education, Office of Special Education Programs for its AWARE project, a parent training and information center. And this is something that actually I've asked Ms. Stang to share the PowerPoint with Dr. Adams and some of her staff, and I'll have a copy in the office for everyone to look at. I think this is important because a lot of times I've had conversations during my time on the board with parents who have children with disabilities who don't always understand what the IEP process is about, what their rights are, and how to work collaboratively with the school district. I know in the time since I've been on the board, when we get the report from Ms. DiAgresta, I always look at how many, what kind of litigation we have in the area of ESC. Fortunately, it's not a lot of litigation, but I think something like this is a way of being proactive, because if parents get support, the district is doing what they need to do for the kids, and if they can speak to each other and problem shoot, it is a way of avoiding litigation. So I think this is really important, and I encourage you all to just look at it, because you know we do serve a lot of children with disabilities, and it's important that they get the support that they need. So the speaker did a great job explaining who they are and what they do. And they also have a lot of webinars. They have one webinar that's IEP Jeopardy, just teaching parents about the IEP, and then they do others about what kind of tests kids have and helping them understand a lot of the jargon and a lot of the definitions. The other meeting that I attended was the School Health Advisory Council, and Mr. Fritz had gone and spoken to them about the wellness clinic, so I gave him an update about the board moving forward with a request for proposal, and so we're waiting to hear about that. They talked a little bit about the issue of oral health and thanked the school district for allowing the, for example, at Highlands, they have school-based sealants. People go in and medical dental professionals provide sealants to the kids, and that's something that's really important. So they talked about that, and that's about it. So it was a good meeting.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. McCain.
PB City Council isn't doing anything that we care about. Planning and zoning. No, there's nothing. An MPO did not meet in October. Or it's not meeting in November. It won't meet again until December, and that'll be about the 750 is the biggest thing they're going to look.
Ms. Disney.
Yes. on October 24th, Claudia and I were over in Orlando for the Florida School Board Association legislative program meeting, and we actually completed that work, and it will go before the general body in December, and then come to us after that. That same day, Felsmer Planning and Zoning had a special meeting. It's about the major trails, but there was really nothing that impacted schools at that meeting. And then Friday, I went to the Environmental Learning Center for the Up Close and Ecological program for community decision makers. It was a fabulous program. I had gone to the one 6 or 7 years ago that they held out at the Buffer Preserve. Were you at that one?
No, I went to one at the Environmental Learning Center.
Okay, you went to the one that they do for the fourth graders, probably?
It was for adults and community leaders, yes.
They took us out on a boat. We went out, saw the Sister Islands, the five Sister Islands. We did some seining, and I caught some shrimp, and we repotted some mangroves. And there were candidates there as well as community leaders. It's a great program, as usual. And then the other program, the other date that I'm concerned about is the delegation meeting on December 5th, I believe it is, when we are all going to be over in Tampa. So I'm wondering who's not going to Tampa so that person could represent us at the delegation meeting.
I won't be in Tampa.
You won't be in Tampa? No. Would you be willing to go and
is
represent
that Friday?
Us?
Can't do it Friday.
The 6th? No,
that's because that's Indian Thursday. Princess Camp Out weekend.
No, it's not
I'll
Friday.
Be gone at noon
it's
on
usually,
Friday.
It's usually
like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Adventure.
Yeah. Calendar. Well, I got to just go and be nice.
If you'd like, I'll write something for you.
Do I have to say anything?
Yeah.
The 6th is December 6th is a Friday.
I will not be here.
Because December 5th.
I thought it was.
No, we're doing are you doing the ethics training?
No, I'm not. I got to do it later online.
Well, I'm actually going over to do the ethics training.
Miss Judy, do you know what date it is?
I don't have a calendar coming.
All kidding aside, as long as it's not Friday, we can do it. But if it's Friday,
it
I cannot.
It seems like it might be.
I declined it, so now it's tonight went away.
Well, Judy can look it up.
Doesn't seem like it's five. That's pretty good.
You have to take the ethics training, too?
I already did. We did it at the superintendent's meeting.
Can I borrow your notes?
Sure. They sent us the PowerPoint,
okay,
too.
Here we go. I declined it. It is Thursday, December 5th. From 9 to 11:30.
Good Lord. Oh, Matt.
But
Thursday.
Now, do we think I'll
last
remember?
Last year, Miss Judy was able to get an approximate time that I would go up there because she knew my place.
I really
have
to.
Yes, you do. All I have to do is read it. It's very important.
I'll write something for you. Just read it.
That way I can read it.
No way you can read it?
Karen's going to write something for me. I'm just going to read
it. I will.
I thought you said no way you could read it.
No, I said no. That way I can read it.
Oh, okay.
I'll write you something. Okay.
Do you have someone that you can ask them a grade of A to F, how he did when he read it?
No. He's been giving an A for showing up.
You got an A for showing up?
Yes. D for diploma. C's get degrees. That's what I said.
So, Miss Judy, would you please put that on Mr. McCain's calendar for him, and I will write his script.
So put that on Miss Dizzy's calendar that she needs to write something.
Send me a reminder to write it.
And we wonder how we get along. She's on vacation.
Really big words.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem.
All right. Miss Dizzy. Mrs. Johnson, it's my turn. I don't have any committee reports, but I do have two very small things that I need to tell you, and I lost my notes, so I guess I can't tell you. Okay. Oh, yes, one of them is if you go on the board member website and you pull up board members, you will see that that has changed a little bit. And what I did ask Robbie to do was, and Ms. DiAgresta, no disrespect intended, but Ms. DiAgresta was up on the line with with myself and Ms. Jimenez. So you had Ms. Disney.
Is this a protocol
McCain.
Thing?
Yes, it is. Ms. Disney, Mr. McCain, vacancy block. And then you had myself, Ms. Jimenez, and Ms. D. Gresta. And then underneath it all was Dr. Adams. And it was brought to my attention that it looks as though Ms. D. Gresta is a board member. And I said, well, you've never attended one of our meetings. And she only speaks when spoken to, unless, you know, it's something really, really dire that she needs to get our attention. So I did ask Mr. Allen to change them. He did change it this morning. I just mentioned it, and of course he took care of it immediately. So that has been done. So if you just go on there, you know that that's the reason why it changed. So so I'm sorry you've been, I don't know if you've been demoted or promoted, one of the two, but I think...
What
are you talking
about? I've checked out.
Where your picture is. You had a new picture done for the website.
Long time ago.
Well, whatever.
My teenagers say
that. Yes.
I'll put right at home.
Oh, okay. But it did, and I did understand what the person who got on our website, I can understand where they kind of got that impression. So now Dr. Adams and Ms. DiAgresta are underneath the board being supportive foundations, as they always are.
So. Does that mean that Ms. DiAgresta can go to the delegation meeting?
No. No, you have to go.
Just saying.
You have to go.
Ms. Disney writes a script.
Ms. Disney will write it, and you will do good. You will do good.
Oh, well.
Clean.
Do well.
Do good. Do good, and take a clean hand.
I don't even get that.
Okay, I think we're losing it here.
Yeah.
All right.
Move approval to conclude meeting. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion carries.
Ms. Stang will come down. She'll turn it off and finish.
I can turn it off.
Just a reminder, board members, that we do have a meeting at 4:15.
4:15.
Oh, go.